he laid back and surveyed the view. A king on his bench, he was cold, he was blue. I asked for permission to give him a note. He nodded, not moving, just scratched at his throat. Always smiled slightly, seemed so bemused, like he was the one who was glad to be used. I had a sense he was playing a part, but I had to help, for he tore at my heart. He would walk, his feet wrapped in rags. He wandered the neighborhood carrying his bags. The pride in his eyes would so clearly flash, like I was the one who needed the cash. The tramps in our England have always to walk from village to Doss House, a 15-mile stalk. The tramps in our country have nowhere to walk. Only spirits give comfort, there's no time to talk. Danny would lay, he'd never speak. Here was a man who had attained his peak. No fables to tell and nothing held back. This was a man who had led a strong fight. Old soldier perhaps, or a worn old jailbird, never an inkling and never a word. At 200 down, my project had fled. Danny was gone, oh, may well have been dead. He walked slowly, no hurry into death. Took him turn his view with his very last breath. The river, the mist, and the slightly gray sky. Danny was waiting, patient to die. The tramps in our England have always to walk from village to Doss House, a 15-mile stalk. The tramps in our country have nowhere to walk. Only spirits give comfort, there's no time to talk. Danny laid back, looked down at the plain, the king on his bench with magnificent mane. Asked his permission to give him a note. He nodded, not moving, just scratched at his throat. It's dangerous to patronize those who live rough. Danny was a giant, solid and tough. He allowed me to gift him and scribble this song. Without me and my bonus, he'd live just as long.